There's a full moon tonight.
Spend your night with McMystery, the Man from the Moon. Friday night, Saturday morning, midnight to 6. CKW.com. That's CKW.ca. Don't forget your monkey.
Amateur Hour, where bad is good and worse is even better. Your source for the weird, the wild, the wonderful. Tune in every Wednesday from 5 to 6 p.m. here on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, testing. Hello, 1, 2, 3, testing. Hello, 1, 2, 3.
That's good. Okay, whenever you're ready.
Okay. How to survive a tornado. Number one, go to the basement. If you're in a building with no basement, go to an inner hallway or a small inner room without windows, such as a bathroom or closet. Number two, stay in the center of the room. Stay away from windows and keep low to the floor. Number three, get under a sturdy piece of furniture. If you're in a bathroom, lie down in the bathtub. How to survive a tornado.
soft sell. Dave Ball. Has died. Dave Ball of Soft Cell. So in keeping with the what we do here on the program, we remember someone who has died or whose death I had learned about in the past week. I'm actually just going to keep playing this and I'll qualify that shortly. But Dave Ball from Soft Cell, half of Soft Cell. I learned last week that he had passed away. I feel like I just read an interview with him where they were doing a new record. I feel like that was the summer. And I'm not sure what the status of that is. But he has died. Dave Ball from Soft Cell. Soft Cell. Interesting group. I'll read from The Guardian. Dave Ball, synth pop hitmaker, as one half of Soft Cell dies, age 66. Synth player and producer had huge success with Tainted Love and other Soft Cell hits. He was also in the group Grid. Dave Ball, one half of Soft Cell, brought dark, cutting-edge synth pop to the masses. He died. He has died. Age 66. Representatives from the musician said he passed away peacefully in his sleep at his London home on Wednesday. He died just late in the last week of October. So it's a while ago, but I'm only learning of it now. Because I'm so out of touch, I have a subscription to Mojo magazine. It comes to my house. I won't even go to the store and buy it because I can't handle talking to a teller. So I've gone to the trouble of having it delivered to my house. And it's actually with that magazine, it's not easy. I'm only half kidding, but I do struggle talking with people. So his partner in Soft Cell, Mark Almond, paid tribute, writing, "He was a wonderful, brilliant, musical genius. Thank you, Dave, for being an immense part of my life and for the music you gave me. I wouldn't be where I am without you." And I'm sure that's clearly true. Born in Chester in 1959 to a single mom, he was adopted and given the name Dave Ball. Raised in Blackpool alongside his adopted sister, the resort town rubbed off on Ball, who cited its show busy side, the fun fairs and the craziness, as an influence in his music career, as well as his father's engineering background getting him interested in electronics. Interesting. He cited hearing Kraftwerk's Autobahn in 1975 as a turning point in his life. After the death of his father, he spent some of his inheritance on a guitar, soon trading it in for a synthesizer. He moved to study art at Leeds Polytechnic. "I was just desperate to get away and start my own life," he said, where the first person he met was Almond. "There was this one guy wandering around with a leopard skin top, bleached hair and spandex trousers, and I thought, he's got to be in the art department. He's not an accountant." So I asked him, "Do you know where I enroll?" Ball later remembered. They formed the duo Soft Cell in 1979. The flamboyant frontman Almond was into pop, soul, northern soul, and 60s ballads, while the more reserved Ball had an interest in synths and, quote, machine music, as he called it, We were a weird couple. Mark, this gay bloke in makeup, and me, a big guy who looked like a minder, he said. And it's very true. They are a funny-looking duo, and they were at the time. And they still are. They look great. I'm just looking at this. There's a photo of them from 2002. Wow, fantastic. But this seeming discontent resulted in a dynamic and a striking kind of pop. Ball handed a copy of their debut AP to John Peel, BBC Radio 1 DJ, who played it on his show. The duo were signed to the label Some Bizarre. Their first single, A Man Could Get Lost, flopped, but their next was a sensation. Tainted Love, a cover of by the American soul singer Gloria Jones, which never had chart success. But it became much loved on the northern soul scene in the north of England. Allman said he was influenced by another version by English singer Ruth Swan. Soft Cell's 1981 cover went to number one in the UK and became the second biggest seller that year after The Human League's Don't You Want Me. It also reached number one in 16 other countries and was a US top 10 hit. The success took Soft Cell by surprise. We were living in a dodgy little housing association flat in Leeds and being flown about on Concorde, Ball said. Now this song, and then I remember this. Why am I turning that up? It's not hooked up. I remember hearing the single on AM radio. But on FM radio in Winnipeg, they played the mix with Tainted Love, Where Did Our Love Go? So with the Supremes, this is what you're hearing here. So they blended the Supremes cover into it. And I remember hearing that it was 92 FM in Winnipeg at the time. I believe that was the program director Andy Frost when he worked there, who was really adventurous I've talked about this before. I mean, he found a way to make that station work with hard rock and much more sort of edgy and sort of post-punk sounds and new wave sounds. Really did an incredible job, and it actually worked. It was programmed very well. It wasn't jarring, you know. They knew what they were doing. You'd have a band like The Cars or Blondie that could bridge could sort of bridge things together. It was very good. But they would play that long version. I remember hearing that. Maybe not middle of the day, but in the evening and late at night for sure, they would play that 10-minute mix of this. I mean, that is pretty crazy. And this song, I remember hearing it at the roller rink as well, and they would play the long version. It's probably, because I know from my own experience playing this as a club act, as someone performing, trying to play music in public at times in my previous life, that it was this is pretty much if you needed to be gone for 10 minutes, this is what you put on. So I'm pretty sure that that's what was going on at the roller rink. But it's this funny moment where I can't think of another 10-minute song that was in the consciousness to that extent. And there's something really deviant about it. It's simple and childlike, but it's extremely perverse at the same time. It's weird. I mean, it has an innocence and it has a depravity that is kind of just swinging back and forth together. It's really special. And it just goes on and on and on, and as it is now. But I think we'll go from here to another single from Nonstop Erotic Cabaret. And when you look at them, boy, they're funny looking. I mean, they kind of look like Sparks as well. It's definitely, when you think of these duos, I mean, definitely influenced by Suicide. We're talking about Kraftwerk for sure, obviously. But you hear the suicide in it, but you hear the sparks in it as well, and they look like sparks, and they don't. I don't know. Mark Almond is not. He's got a little. He's trying to do a little Alan Vega as well. I don't think Dave Ball is trying to look like Marty Rev, though. Give him that. Yeah. Look great, though. I'm just going to let this play out, and then we'll go to a couple of other singles around that same time. Remembering Dave Ball of Soft Cell, CQW 95.9 FM, How to Survive a Tornado.
Don't you? We're downtown playing underground. We're CKUW 95.9 FM.
You
memorabilia, Soft Cell, remembering Dave Ball. And now this isn't right, so we're just going to stop that. My sincere apologies. Dave Ball, who passed away, we're just learning that he passed away. I'm just learning this. He passed away later in October. Station manager here was eating a sandwich, and he just said, didn't he die a while ago? And that's code for, come on. Get on your game here. You have a job to do. You're supposed to be covering this turf. Especially if you talk about your show being about death, and get on it. So I take the guidance with respect and sincerity. Appreciate that. He was eating a sandwich and just took a moment to say, be better than that. What did we hear? Right now we're hearing the instrumental version of What from the What single. And in the memorabilia, I collect, I reject memorabilia. You could really hear the suicide. We could hear the Martin Rev side of Dave Ball there. You could hear the suicide in that. Soft Cell, an English synth pop act with theatrical image and sexually provocative lyrics, made for unlikely chart toppers. True. What else did we hear there? Prior to the memorabilia, you heard What? The 12-inch version of What? Of which this is the instrumental version. You know, it's funny because at that time when Tainted Love was such a big hit, everyone went out and bought the record. People would buy albums. There was this funny time where I remember there was this moment. I don't know if the albums got a little cheaper or if it would just... there was this shift, or maybe you had a little more money. I'm trying to think of, because when I started buying records when I was 7 years old, I would buy 45s, and then I would buy an album every 2 months to save up for it. But I would mainly just buy 45s because you could probably buy at least three, maybe four 45s for the cost of an album. And the album had, 45 had two songs on it. And I was just obsessed with the B-sides because there were songs I'd never heard of. And then I'd go look at the album in the record department at the Bay or Wolco or wherever it was, Eaton's, and I'd be like, I can get two of the album, two songs from the album for like $1.50 or whatever it was. Whoa, what's happened here? Someone came in out of nowhere with that. So, apologies. So I would buy the 45s. But then maybe it's you get a little older, but I remember by 1988, 1981, you would buy the album. You'd hear The Fix. You'd hear Saved by Zero, and you're like, I'm buying that album, you know? You'd buy Big Country. In a Big Country, I'll take the Big Country, the Crossing album, please. Here's my $12 or whatever it was. Where I'm going with this, I'm trying to get there. Thanks for your patience and support was, I think it's great that people bought that album because they loved Tainted Love. And actually, it was Tainted Dub is what we started. We've actually not played Tainted Love the whole time. We've just played Tainted Dub and Where Did Our Love Go Extended. That's all we've played. We haven't played Tainted Love, nor will we, because you've heard it. It's actually a song you never need to hear again, isn't it? I think you never need to hear that song again. Really. Just the standard version, the standard you would hear on satellite radio? No. But what you do need to hear constantly is this. Firm believer in that. But I love that people went out and bought that record. And then we're then immersed in this music. I'm trying to think of another example of that time. I don't think Human League. If you really like the what's the single? Don't You Want Me? And you bought Dare. Yeah, I mean, there's some things on that record that are a little more adventurous, but ultimately you're like, yeah, I like this synth music. I like synth pop, you know? Dare. The record on Ian Curtis's turntable, side A. Last thing he listened to. The night he died. That's true. Goodbye. Just kidding. I don't want to make you know, obviously the passing of Ian Curtis is no laughing matter in any way whatsoever. I just find that odd. I think of that Ian Curtis puts on Dare, Human League, and then nothing further. Strange. I can't think of anything else like that. When you bought, if you heard In a Big Country and you bought it, oh yeah, I mean that whole record is like, oh, this all sounds like that. I love this. It's this big sound. What did they call it? The big music. And it was called, it was like Big Country, The Alarm, and U2. I'm probably missing something. But it all, I mean, if you bought any of those bands, like, you just heard more of the same thing. And you did with Soft Cell as well, but I think it was more... it's so deviant that I think it really had an effect. I know a lot of people played that once and not again. Play something else? Okay. I don't know. Do we really need to play anything else? It's only 3 minutes left. I think we should just leave with it. Let's just stay with this. What does Mojo have to say? Read this earlier as well. What's that? How I found out, but I didn't read this. It's all the same things that... it's everything else I've already read. Worked with Genesis P. Orridge as well. Wow. Dave Ball, Soft Cell's sonic mastermind, has passed away. Okay. Well, thanks for this. We'll see where we are next week. We will see who we might be remembering a week from now. It'd be just fine with me if we weren't remembering anyone. And we could just get back to whatever it is we do on this program. Otherwise, How to Survive a Tornado, CQW 95.9 FM. Take care of yourself. Thanks. And stay tuned. Fridays. Clearly, the best day of all 7 days on CKUW. And so much more to come. Talk to you next week.
When you're strange, when you're strange.